I'm calling to order the Pappy, Missouri River Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting. Please raise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Rev. State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for tonight's meeting, I would like to announce the procedures that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. With that, roll call, please.
Bonnet.
Present.
Fred Conley.
Here.
John Conley.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lady.
Here.
Speaker.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Poodle. Here. And chairperson.
Here. Agenda item number 4, adoption of the agenda.
So move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Fred Conley.
Hi.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Layden.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And chairperson.
Yes. Agenda item 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So move.
Second.
Motion and second. Roll call.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Layden.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Okay.
And chairperson.
Yes. Item 6, I have the affidavit of proof of publication. It will become part of the permanent record for this evening's meeting. Moving on to agenda item 8, agency and association reports and presentations. 8A, Natural Resources Conservation Service report. Lauren Ellers, resource conservationist.
That would be me.
Good evening.
Good evening. Lauren Ellers.
Lauren, could you come up to the
end?
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Very first meeting.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Neil Jensen is currently on much-needed vacation, so I'm Lauren Ehlers. I'm the resource conservationist with the Burke County NRCS out of Tecama. Basically, our report is that we have an EQIP sign-up that's going on, where farmers and ranchers interested in soil, water, and wildlife conservation are encouraged to sign up for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. Individuals interested in entering into an EQIP agreement may apply at any time, but the ranking of applications on hand to receive funding will begin October 16th of 2015. The first step is to visit your local NRCS field office and complete an application. EQIP is a voluntary conservation program available to private landowners and operators. Through EQIP, farmers and ranchers may receive financial and technical help to install conservation practices on agricultural land. The goal of EQIP is to provide a financial incentive to encourage landowners to install conservation practices that protect natural resources, resulting in cleaner air and water, healthy soil, and more wildlife habitat. In 2014, the Papio NRD had 36 contracts that were approved for funding in the amount of $570,866. Practices included terrace systems, pasture improvements, cover crops, and a high tunnel. If you need more information about the EQIP program and other conservation programs, you may visit your local NRCS office, or the website is www.ne.nrcs.usda.gov. We also have one staff update. There's a retirement in the Lincoln Field Office. The district conservationist is retiring. Andy Bonenkamp has agreed to accept a detail as a district conservationist to the Lincoln Field Office. He will be there for 8 weeks. He's the RC in Washington County. That concludes my report. Is there any questions? Or
thank you. Any questions for Mr. Ehlers? Director Jack?
Are they going to replace the technician in Blair?
There's been discussion, but I don't have any further information on that.
Okay. Any further questions? Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Moving on to 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mrs. Chair. I was unable to attend the NARD annual conference, but I have a written excuse from my doctor and a bill for $20,000 I could turn into a recommendation for reimbursement. I understand, Patrick, you took my place. Would you like to, if you would be so kind?
Sure. At the NARD conference, the board met, the financials were approved, the TSP was reviewed, the self-funded health plan was reviewed. All are reported to be in good financial shape. I'm happy to report that all the issues that we voted to support were voted on and approved at NARD, and they'll be carried down to the committee in Lincoln during the next legislature. And of note, the Niobrara River Basin Alliance water rights acquisition was voted on by the body and passed through. So the NARD board is in support of that. That's my report.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Bonnet.
Director Klug, if I might add to that.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also attend, of course, a conference, and that's certainly a good opportunity to network with your fellow NRD directors, fellow staff, consultants, and all those involved in natural resources in the state. There's different breakout sessions, as you expect, for this conference. I attended a few of them. A couple weren't rewarding, a couple were. One thing I want to make a note for the record is a website called www.nrdstories.org. They presented some videos of those involved in the NRD history, and they interviewed some folks, and I'm sure, Director Teaser, if you were available, they would have interviewed you because you've been around a while, but it's a great insight into the NRD and where we've been and why we are where we are today. Another breakout session on Milkweed Watch was an interesting review of where the monarchs are and where they weren't and why. Is it a matter of counting or a matter of climate change? And it's still up for discussion. There's no conclusion on really what's happening is with the migration of the monarch. Herbicide use, of course, is attributed to a lot of monarch decline. Mowing along the interstates, believe it or not, when you kill the milkweed plants, you know, why do we mow the interstates anyway? That's a rhetorical question, but that kills a lot of milkweed and obviously has a negative effect on the monarch population. Drone application. I think Marlin also attended that session. The use of drones, and I know Director Teaser, you're on the Invasive Species Committee, but what they showed, an example of how the drones can pinpoint exactly where Phragmites is growing and then spray accordingly. And it's fascinating. I think in the near future, we'll probably contract with that, with those who are doing drone application for whatever application we see. I'm not suggesting we buy a drone. I mean, there's liability issues and expense and all that, but that is up and coming, and that's rewarding to see that change in technology. More significantly, there are 400 people that were at the conference. Across the state, obviously some from out of state who had their booths. We had a recognition of years of service for directors. We've had years of service for employees from 40 years on down. And sitting in that room, it was very, very rewarding to see that all these people were there for the purpose of our natural resources, for the purpose of doing the job that they're there for. I want to encourage this board. Obviously, not all of us were there, but there are some who have selfish interests, some who don't look at why we were elected on this end of the table. We look at the employees who are are extremely loyal to why we are here and what our causes are. And it's frustrating to see that sometimes we get diverted with negative NRD stuff. What the conference did for me is reinforce that we are and need to be more positive about our purpose for why we're here. We got a room full, literally 400 plus people probably, saying, this is why we're here. This is what we do. This is why we're elected. This is why we get paid. And this is why we hire specialists to do the great things that Nebraska as a state needs to do. Papio being one of 23, yeah, we're one of the team is the way I like to see it. And I know there's only 11 of us. Some boards have more, some have less. But we're all hope to strive for the same purpose of helping to save Nebraska's resources and extending it out for future generations. That's what I came with away from the conference with, that you know, we need to be positive. We need to get rid of the garbage that inflicts us sometimes, and get back to why we're here. And conferences like this help to recharge. And I was glad to be there, and I guess I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Director Thompson. And one last comment from Director Barron.
Just to follow on that, whenever I attend these conferences, I try to maximize educational opportunities that might present themselves. And I also kind of watch staff just to make sure that taxpayers are getting their dollars worth. But during a session on uranium contamination and well waters, I just wanted to say that I really appreciated Paul Woodward for standing up and really having some great questions, adding some good content to the discussion. And just wanted Paul to know that I appreciated his attendance there. I think he really added to the conversation.
Thank you, Director Bonnet. Right, seeing no further comments, go ahead and move along to 8C, the legislative report from Hush Blackwell.
Thank you. This will be very, very brief. This is old news to probably most all of you, but I don't think it's ever been reported at a board meeting that we did succeed in getting the Natural Resources Commission to amend the Water Sustainability Fund regulations so that they more accurately reflect the statutory intent of the legislature, and to make it more likely that the district will succeed in getting funding for projects such as the Offutt levees. We will wait till next month for our legislative report, and Tim Gay will have more information at that time.
Just briefly, we're conducting our state senator meetings during the fall and early winter, so we have a couple already, so we'll continue to do those.
Director Leahy, you have a question?
What's the timeline on when the they'll make a decision on projects that'll get funded?
Applications are due December, and then
15th,
and then when's the ranking, or when's the award?
If I might, it concludes December 30th, so 30th. Applications have to be in. We, as a commission, are meeting January, I believe, in Lincoln. And I think in May we'll have the rating and ranking. It first goes through staff at the Department of Natural Resources, then it's presented to the commission for final review. So we will be, and I don't know if that's further on the agenda, maybe it is, but we will be submitting an application for the levy project.
We're already working on it.
Yeah. So if I might add, Steve, the guidelines have been was approved by the commission in Kearney. They're on the website, departmentofnaturalresources.org or something like that. So the guidelines are there as to how to submit your application and what questions will be asked to rate and rank from a point value.
So in May we'll know how we fare, hopefully before then. But thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. All right, agenda item 8D, Lower Platte River Corridor Alliance Report, Megan Sittler.
Good evening. As I was greeted when I walked in, I'm responsible for the bridge to nowhere, as Director Teaser called it, in the river currently. That bridge is actually going places further than we imagined. They're currently just about 3.5 weeks ahead of schedule, which I classify as just desserts for how long it took to actually get the project going. So we've been very happy. Obviously, we've had pretty good weather throughout that time, and Hawkins has really worked hard around the clock. Have a very good superintendent out on site. The first pier was removed on September 21st. That was actually a little bit behind schedule due to the fact that it had been removed a little bit lower depth, and as well as our concern from Game and Parks property, a hard point that exists there where they had to drive a bigger cofferdam and armor that bank a little bit more. But once they got the cofferdam installed and it was dewatered, they had it the actual materials removed in about 2 days. They've been averaging about six, seven days per pier. I just received word before I came here this evening that they will have the fourth pier removed on Tuesday morning for certification by the surveyor. And so we were taking out, again, as a reminder, just the first five is what we had identified and bid with this latest bid cycle that occurred this summer. With their speed of removal going so much faster than they'd anticipated, Hawkins indicated that they would have time to actually probably pursue ones that we are believed that are there that are cut off at a lower depth, similar to the first pier, and to essentially the midpoint of the river, if funding was available. Obviously, that's a sizable hunk of money to think about adding another. It's about $190,000 per pier is what it's been costing. I did reach out to Nebraska Game and Parks, who have provided just over $400,000 currently to the project. They do have some additional funding available. We had a little bit of savings within what we had on hand as well as what was bid with our additional grant funds, as well as some additional money that was budgeted in contingency in this year. So they're going to work also on Tuesday when we're out there to attempt to locate the exact dimensions of Pier 6. If for some reason that can't be identified, there are a number of wood pile that have been identified in that area, and they would be able to remove that as well. And they essentially think that by Thanksgiving, at the very latest, they'll be done with the removal and have the majority of the bridge out, which is, again, well ahead of a month ahead of their schedule and gives us 2 months from where we needed to be out from endangered species concern. So if you get a chance to walk out there or drive out there, you can walk out. They have the campground shut down, so just obviously stay out in there. Outside the orange fencing and take a look. It's a pretty amazing process. Obviously, it's the first time I've been through it personally. This was the third effort by the Alliance. And when I went out there for the first pier, and you're standing there and you're looking at guys that are, 4 or 6 feet below the top of the water level, working in a dry cofferdam is pretty unreal. So, again, it's very encouraging to see that project move on. As much time and effort and consideration that we all had put into that project. So, again, we look forward to hopefully moving forward and getting as much as we can there. Other items, I did mention in my report that we helped out as well as Lori Laster. I know from this NRD with the Water Leaders Academy, we're both alumni of the academy. I know during the day they toured some sites in your district and MED, and then we took them on an airboat operation. The airboaters were very pleased to see that the piers were coming out when we met them at Two Rivers and then went on down the river. We did take a GoPro video. It was my first attempt at that, so which the back of Lori's head stars in. So it's on the website and the Alliance Facebook page. I encourage you to check that out if you've got a minute or two. As well as we've been spending a lot of time both on beginning to the first stages of implementing the watershed management plan, as well as the recreation plan that we've completed over the last year, with the watershed management plan, thought we had completely completed. That's been sitting down at the Region 7 EPA office. Since last December, we received comment from them about 2 weeks ago. So I'm working with HDR currently to incorporate those comments. We can't receive the actual funding to do any additional work until that's signed off on. There are a number of changes, but DEQ has been very helpful with sitting down with us and helping, I think, make that as happen as quickly as it could. We also had some additional assistance from USGS with our real-time water monitoring network, water quality monitoring network. In September, they notified us that they'd been gifted just about $30,000 from a neighboring state water center, and they did put that to update all the equipment, or the majority of the equipment for our water quality monitoring network sites. So it's always nice when you can get free money from our partners. We're also related to water quality beginning the work. We submitted a letter of support in partnership with Nebraska Watershed Network, Dr. Kolak at UNO, to do some of his rapid sampling techniques, citizen science techniques, throughout the Elkhorn portion of the Lower Platte, and I believe also they'll be working on a portion of the Papio Creek as well. And so that just began about 6 days ago, so we're ramping up. That will go for about a 14-month period, so look for more on that. The last thing I will mention real quickly is that the next quarterly meeting for the Alliance is this month on Tuesday, October 27th. It's actually up here at your district, and we're meeting in the evening for the first time at 6 p.m. So we just put together a draft agenda today. We'll get that up on the website after I make sure there's not comments from the Alliance representatives. I would encourage all of you to come if you're able to. We'll obviously be talking about some of the Alliance projects. In addition to that, Jim Swenson, who's the head of the Parks Division from Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, will be talking about their venture park idea for the Lower Platte that they're rolling out, and also linkage within the Elkhorn Water Trail work that they're doing as well. And then DNR will be, Department of Natural Resources will be talking about some Silver Jackets projects, flood control, flood mitigation projects going on predominantly in Cass County at this time, but identified additional sites on the Lower Platte, again, in addition to just other Alliance updates. So I hope all of you could attend if you're able. So it won't be too long, I promise. Any questions?
Any questions for Megan? Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to subcommittee reports, agenda item 9A is the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee for Groundwater Management Plan Update. Director Jim Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be resolved, minutes of the October 1st, 2015 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Committee for Groundwater Management Plan Update are accepted and incorporated in these minutes. And the following recommendations of the subcommittee hereby adopted and approved. Initial screening of proposals for consultant selection recommendation Olson Associates be ranked first for the groundwater management plan update, and that they be asked to prepare a detailed scope of services and cost estimate for the project, and that EA Engineering Service Science and Technology be ranked second. The committee hereby approves.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fowler.
Yes.
Cross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Odo.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Brett Conley.
Aye.
John Thomas.
Yes.
Ben Sherford.
Yes.
And Dan
Monday. Who's my report? Director Thompson, agenda item 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the October 6, 2015 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. This is number one, FY 2016 Long Range Implementation Plan. Subcommittee recommends that the fiscal year 2016 long-range implementation plan be approved, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Ross.
Stain.
Yeah.
No.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Udo.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
9 yay, 1 abstention, and 1 nay.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 10, the Treasurer's Report. Back to Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Treasurer's Report consists of items 10A through 10I inclusive, and I move their approval.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call.
Yeah.
No.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Brett Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Frost.
Stang.
Chairperson.
Yes.
9 yay, 1 nay.
Thank you. Agenda item number 11, legal update. I'm going to ask that we make a motion to go into executive session for this.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Director Conley.
I move that we go into executive session for the protection of public interest while the board considers district legal counsel's advice concerning the collection of sanctions award without waiving any privileges.
Motion to have a second to go into executive session. Roll call on executive session.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Brett Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Frost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abstain.
Chairperson.
Yes. We're going to executive session. If you could ask the public. No, open. Would anybody care to make a motion to?
Sure, I'd like to make a motion to go out of executive session.
We have a motion by Director Caesar, seconded by a couple people.
Jump
out. All right. Roll call on the motion to come out of executive committee.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Brett Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Frost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chairperson.
Yes. All right, agenda item 11A, the legal update. 11A1, collection of court awarded in the Papillion Missouri River NRD versus JAP. Recommend that the following resolution be adopted. And be it resolved that the Papillion Missouri River NRD Board of Directors authorizes district legal counsel to take the necessary steps to recover the attorney fee is awarded as sanctions on September 14th, 2015 from R. Scott Japp and Casey Engel, and I so move. Okay, second by Director Teaser. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Woodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Greg Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Frost.
Abstain.
Yeah. Chairperson.
Yes.
I'd like to vote yes on that, too.
I'm sorry.
Lady. All right, Saps.
You vote. I didn't hear you vote.
Yes. Agenda item 12A, the Papillion Missouri River Board of Directors meeting scheduled for 2016. Be it resolved that the following be adopted as the schedule for the Papillion Missouri River NRD Board of Directors meetings for calendar year 2016. Please direct you guys to the board or to the screen, and hopefully nobody has any issues with those dates. Doesn't get messed up Valentine's Day or anything this year. So.
No, Rich can take his wife out.
Are any of these other than our normal meeting night?
No.
Okay.
No, they're normal.
Okay. Second Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I move with the resolution.
Oh. Thank
you. We skipped over the
location.
Oh. Ooh. We did indeed. 11B. Yeah. Thank you.
I think there's a motion. All right.
Yeah.
We have a motion. All right. We'll come back. Thank you. All right. We have a motion. Do we have a second? Second by Director Fowler. Any discussion from the public on the board meeting dates, staff? Or directors.
I just got one question. Is any of this on election? We have elections in 16.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are there any?
We have, I think we have
two meetings, the general and the primary election fall in
subcommittee.
That's good.
Yeah. We'll be downstairs. Okay. Staff members there.
Okay. We'll show up the vote early.
Yeah. We'll be downstairs.
All right. We have a motion on the table. Roll call on the motion.
Leahy.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Greg Conley. John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Jefferson.
Yes. All right, backing up a bit to 11B, litigation update.
Should be fairly quick, just to update the board on the pending litigation matters. The matter of the NRD versus R. Scott Japp, that case was dismissed, including dismissal of all the counterclaims and our claims. That case is done. The Fort Calhoun versus NRD, there's four different cases in that mix there. We have moved for dismissal or summary judgment on all four cases. The hearing for that is scheduled for this coming Friday, October 16th. If we do go to trial, the judge will set trial at that time, at that next hearing. And then finally, the Camden condemnation. The Board of Appraisers hearing was held on that condemnation. We have not received the determination from that back yet, but we are continuing discussions. That's all I have in pending questions.
Any questions for Mr. Newman? Thanks for coming back. All right, moving on to agenda item 13, the General Manager's Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attached for your information is the Information Education Report for September. Personnel miscellaneous items, we'd like to welcome Michael Grube, who's sitting next to Bill. He's our new district IT support tech, and his first day was Monday, and he's still here, so good day. He was previously employed as an information tech contractor, and obviously we wish him luck here. We did receive several messages, one from Bob Neville. He's a retired Corps employee, complaining about the Burmeister Prairie at Zerinsky Lake, but then he also wanted to pass on his appreciation to the district for our upkeep of Choco Hills. So we will show that to the City of Omaha when we meet with them. We did receive a card from Teresa Conda of Heartland Marathon Volunteer thanking Mr. Cleveland for his assistance in coordinating trail access for their marathon, which was on September 17th. Also, the October schedule for household hazardous waste collection is attached. Also, attached is an update on the 2015 scrap tire collection, which was held in Arlington on August 7th. This year's event collected 338 tons of tires. And many thanks to Deb Ward and Terry Schumacher, and obviously all the staff members that volunteer for that. And all of these are obviously a big part of the Department of Environmental Quality's funding that allow us to do these. We just also having some preliminary discussions with Douglas County about having a used tire collection site here or event in Douglas County, which we have never had one. So we're looking into doing that, which would probably be a huge event. And then also, we'd like to welcome Nicole Gust. She took over Heather's spot, and Nicole is there. Comes from Bennington School, so we're happy to have her. And obviously, she's still here, so we must be doing something well. But we wish her good luck as well. Attached is also the current ongoing project with the District Legal Counsel, as well as reports on purchases, construction services, professional services, and personal property. The partnership watershed report is attached for your review. Next meeting is scheduled for October 22nd. And update on the sale of surplus land at Prairie Queen Rec Area. Due to surveying and property boundary and trail alignment issues, the auction will be held in mid-November instead of October. So we're continuing to work through those. And I think Amanda's shaking her head. I think we're on schedule there. Did you want to give a brief update, Amanda?
So we need to maintain below the top of dam elevation for flood storage. So that's pretty easy to lay out according to the topographic survey that we thought was there. And then we went back and forth with some different layouts, making sure we had enough room for maintenance and trail. And then when we went to stake that elevation line, we saw that there had been some grading, probably some extra fill for the dam that wasn't really part of the plans, probably didn't make much difference at that time. So now we need a little more topo, and we need that elevation staked just so we can make sure that we're selling exactly what we intend to. So things have just been pushed a little further. We've been in contact with Farmers National the whole time, and they still think that as long as we get this topo and get things, you know, the legals resolved pretty soon. They'll be on track for mid-November, maybe end, but all still good and certainly before the end of the year.
And still a lot of interest. The phone continues.
Yeah.
Excellent. And that concludes my.
Thank you, John. Agenda 14, informational items. Do hope to see a few other directors up here on the 27th for the Lower Platte Corridor Alliance meeting. It's nice it's being held locally, and our next board meeting will be held on November 12th here at the office. With that, we are adjourned.